host has spent decades studying the Bible in the original languages. He holds degrees from the University of Wisconsin, Moody Bible Institute, Asbury Theological Seminary, and Bethel Theological Seminary. With the help of some of his friends, in 1994, Dr. Rako founded a national volunteer ministry to hunters. He is an author, dog trainer, and speaker. Tom served as a full-time pastor for 36 years. Now here is your host, Dr. Tom Rako.
Thanks for joining us here on the Rockdale Publications Quill. During today's program, we're going to see that God often used negatives to create positives. We'll also be looking at a story I wrote titled, God Has a Plan. And friend, God has a plan for your life. I hope that you enjoy today's program. Do you know that our negatives are often God's positives? Cancer, frigid weather, slick roads, breathing problems, and gallstones. These are not the normal ingredients one expects something positive to spring from. But, as is often the case, God uses things we consider to be negative in order to accomplish His perfect will. Years ago, on a cold, wintry afternoon, I received a phone call informing me that a member of the congregation that I served had been admitted for emergency gallstone surgery. The snow flurries and icy roads made for a tense 30-mile trip to the hospital. In addition, a time of personal discouragement added to the day's dreariness. I arrived at the hospital, found the right room, shared a portion of scripture, and prayed. A few minutes later, my parishioner was ushered into surgery. So, knowing it would be hours before he awoke, I headed back home. However, a few miles from the hospital, as I drove past a Christian college, I saw a car in a snowbank. I could tell from the exhaust that the vehicle's engine was running. I also noticed that there was a man sitting on the passenger side. The cold weather caused me to think of my dad, who had breathing problems. So, even though everything appeared to be under control, I pulled over and walked up to the stuck car. As the man lowered his electric window, I asked, "Is everything all right?" He answered me in short breaths with a very raspy voice. "My wife was bringing me back from the hospital and hit a slick spot. Someone stopped and she went to get the wrecker." I said, "Okay," and turned to leave. However, out of the blue, I found myself asking this total stranger, "Do you mind if I wait with you until the wrecker comes?" He consented. As I slid in behind the steering wheel, I heard a religious program playing softly on the car radio. The man, whose name was John, explained with his failing voice that he had cancer in his chest. Immediately, I was overwhelmed with an awareness that John and I were not sitting in the car together by mere coincidence. Rather, God was guiding each of us through seemingly negative circumstances. I felt that at that moment, both of us were exactly where God wanted us to be. A question suddenly surfaced in my mind. At first, I tried to suppress it. But then, sensing a great urgency and feeling strongly compelled, I turned to John and bluntly asked, "John, have you ever accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior?" He looked me straight in the eye, then, with great difficulty and an earnestness that I will never forget, he said, "I've been trying to find God, but I don't know how." John had been successful in business. He was a company president and an achiever in numerous other ways. Yet in the moral realm, he knew that he, like all of us, had sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. I explained to John from the Bible how that by simple childlike faith, he could receive Jesus Christ as his own personal Lord and Savior. I also read from the Gospel of John where Jesus promised, "I tell you the truth, whoever hears my words and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life," John 5:24. During the course of our conversation, John prayed and asked Jesus Christ to forgive him for his sins and to come into his life. That day, John accepted God's free gift, that gift of salvation. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 state, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." After the wrecker arrived, I wrote down some Bible verses for John to look up when he got home. However, as I handed John the paper, he grabbed my hand and said with that same struggling voice, "I've been waiting for you for a long time." A month later, John passed away. He was 61. Although a virtual stranger, I was asked to participate in John's funeral. A relative informed me that shortly after John and I had talked, John totally lost his voice. And even though it wasn't exactly clear to friends and family members what had happened to John, they knew he had experienced great peace. Furthermore, a few of those same friends and family members had been praying that he would receive Christ as a Savior. On the day of his funeral, they realized their prayers had been answered. You know, I can still hear them saying amen when I shared that. When I reflect back on this incident, I can't help but marvel at how God used cancer, frigid weather, slick roads, breathing problems, and gallstones to accomplish his plan. But he did. These were the undesirable factors God fused together in order to bring John to himself, encourage me, and answer the prayers of his friends and loved ones. And friend, you may be going through something very negative right now, but you know, if you are looking to God, he is going to, in some way, somehow, someday, turn that into a positive. So keep looking to him. When we come back, I'm going to be sharing about God having a plan. And do you know that God has a plan for your life?
The Quilted Arrow, home of intelligent, stylish English pointers with bloodline streams from Hall of Fame champion guard rail. If you have a desire to one day own a classy American-bred English pointer, the Quilted Arrow periodically has puppies available. Contact the Quilted Arrow to find out more. Or perhaps you already have a young pointer that needs help in becoming all they were meant to be. With a little investment, you can become your hunting partner's favorite trainer. There is a limited opportunity for hands-on coaching, but no worries. You can also schedule some personal FaceTime coaching. Again, if you have a strong interest in one day owning an American-bred English pointer, or want to take the next step in helping your bird dog be all that they were created to be, visit the Rockdove Publications website at rockdove.com. Don't delay. Visit rockdove.com today.
God has a plan. The little four-word phrase was spoken with childlike faith. Our family was fishing for trout in Wyoming's Bighorn Mountains. Three of our four girls had all caught trout. In fact, some caught several. Only our 8-year-old daughter Mercy had yet to land one. Try as she might, it just wasn't happening. She was passionate, and we were inwardly hoping and praying that she would catch just one. We went from one stream to another. She kept trying and faithfully watching her line. To me, it just didn't seem fair. Dark clouds began covering the surrounding mountains. Then it started to rain. Although I resisted, eventually I insisted that we quit and get into the car for cover. We knew she was disappointed, so we said something like, "Sorry, Mercy, but you were sure trying." That is when, despite the discouraging circumstances, she declared those four little words, "God has a plan." I could tell she believed what she said. Nevertheless, at that moment, I inwardly doubted. Furthermore, it looked to me like rain had closed the window on any further fishing that day. However, the rain quickly passed, and within a few minutes, Mercy managed to catch the biggest trout of the day. We all rejoiced. She had persevered. Eventually, the church puppet group of which Mercy was a part selected her words as part of a motto. Printed on each of the puppet team t-shirts were the words, "God has a plan." Later, I related this story to my good friend Jerry Calouette. Jerry, who has since gone to be with the Lord, hosted a national radio broadcast encouraging listeners to use their outdoor activities for sharing Christ. He regularly interviewed professional anglers and ball players, leaders in the hunting industry, as well as other celebrities for his program. Nevertheless, he told me how powerfully God had used Mercy's little fishing story in his own life. He had been going through a difficult time. Mercy's confidence expressed by those words, "God has a plan," served as a big encouragement to him. How about you? Do you sometimes wonder if God has a plan for your life? The people in Jeremiah's day needed to be reminded that the Lord was not finished with them. Due to disobedience, they had been carried off to a foreign land. Loved ones had been slaughtered. All seemed lost. Yet, the Lord wanted them to know that He had a plan for their lives. He said, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in a future," Jeremiah 29:11. The fact is, God has a plan for your life. He has a great plan. He said, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Isaiah 55:8-9. Friend, God has a plan for your life, and you just need to trust Him. Keep trusting Him. When we come back, I'll have some closing remarks.
Dr. Tom Rako has pulled together 60 hunting and angling devotionals. Every entry has a selected Bible passage to read and a story or personal experience tied into the scriptural point. Some of the titles for entries found in devotions for hunters and anglers include Buck Fever, The Antlered Doe, Catfish Corner, Barnyard Buck, Rabbit Hunt Romance, The Prodigal Pooch, A Case of Pheasant Forensics, Once-in-a-Lifetime Moose Hunt, and Grin and Bear It. You don't have to hunt or fish to enjoy this book. It's a great read for anyone, young or old. To order your copy of Devotions for Hunters and Anglers by Dr. Tom Rako, go to the Rockdove Publications website, rockdove.com. Visit rockdove.com today.
Well, I don't know what you're going through right now. Maybe you're dealing with something extremely negative. But if you look back on your life, you'll see that often the negative things, if we trust in the Lord, those things are turned around and become something very positive. Do you know, God can use negative things to make something positive. I think of a wonderful cake. I like cake. And yet, within that cake are some pretty boring or even untasty things. You think of baking powder, you think of flour, raw egg. Those things aren't too desirable for me, but you know, when they're put in a certain situation, when they're put in the fire, when they're heated up and that mixture is in there, something wonderful, positive comes out of it. Maybe a birthday cake comes out of it. Well, God can use negative things in your life to accomplish something very positive. Just look to Him, and He has a plan for you. Don't think that He doesn't, because I believe that every single person on this planet, as long as they're breathing, God has a plan for them in this life. He has a plan for you. I think of how Psalm 32, David, God speaking through him, said this, and receive this as from the Lord. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye on you. He will do that. And I want to pray for you as we close this program. Lord, I thank you that all things are possible with you, that you can take even the most negative things and turn them into something wonderful and beautiful. I think of Johnny Erickson Tada, became a quadriplegic as a teenager, and yet you've used her to touch the world. Being paralyzed is a pretty negative thing, and yet you have used that so powerfully in millions of lives. And Lord, whatever this one is dealing with, maybe it's pride that's preventing them from humbling themselves and getting back into the right relationship that you want for them. Lord, I pray that you would help them just to humble themselves before you, and you will exalt them in due time. Whenever we lower ourselves, Lord, it's a chance for you to lift us up. And so I pray for that one right now, that they might realize they're not listening to this message by accident, but that you have providentially brought them in contact with these truths, with one of these stories. But Lord, we pray for your hand to be upon them. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thanks for joining us here on the Rock Dove Publications Quill. I hope that you'll join us again next time.
Been listening to the Rock Dove Publications podcast with your host, Dr. Tom Rako. This program has also been brought to you by The Quilted Arrow, home of intelligent, stylish, field-bred English pointers with bloodline streams from Hall of Fame champion Guardrail. Thank you so much for listening. Now this is Beth Rako inviting you to join us again next time on the Rock Dove Publications podcast.